What's up, guys? Emmerich is back with a new episode of Code 7. Okay, in the last episode, we went with Meta and Raven, Raven and Meta, to Helios Station. We got the antivirus, Meta compiled it. We found Marco and had a pretty revealing discussion with him. That was really cool. And today, our next objective is to go to Midnight Street. So we travel to Midnight Street and find the mysterious bookbinder. Let's go.
I must say, I missed working with you. So let's get to Midnight Street and investigate, Schrodinger style.
Schrodinger's Katze?
This charming street is where the bookbinder is supposed to hide. But that's all I know. Gossip has it that we can find him in a bar or club or something like that.
Okay, this kind of reminds me of the one with the hotel, with the Freya Hotel. So good old asking around. Not much to go with. Maybe there's intel on PCs. How about that?
Yes, I'm sure the bookbinder is sending out monthly newsletters.
Oh, come on.
Oh, shit. There are dead people in the alleys that I only just saw. Wait, wow, there are dead people everywhere.
That's not the Phantom Plague, or do you see any shadows?
Shadows? Oh, you mean the ones Bear is hearing? No, nothing of the sort.
Good,
look,
good.
They have marks on their necks. They've been strangled with massive force.
No, no, Mina!
Shit! Holy shit.
Robots. Soli must have unleashed the virus on the city. Oh, that's bad. As if our search isn't hard enough by itself. Well, we've dealt with them before. We can do it now.
Yes.
I'm counting on you, partner.
Sure thing. How do you know, Baron Raven? Are you scared of death? Let's ask for this stuff before we move on.
We've done some missions together. The EIU is independent and has its strengths on Earth. When it comes to space missions, they cooperate with the IASA and their reconnaissance team, who have more experience in that field. The first mission we did together was freeing a couple of hostages from a moon base that's been taken over by a violent cult. Pretty crazy stuff. I didn't do much, but seeing Raven and Bear clear out that place, rescue all these people, barely killing anyone. These two work together perfectly. They're made for each other.
Are you scared of death?
I got close to death enough times to not fear it anymore. I've accepted
death
for what it is. A point on your journey that you can't avoid. But I can't go just now. I've got a mission to complete. You're lost without me, Alex. But I have no illusions. I know this is dangerous and that we might die trying. Am I scared? No. Not for myself. I'm just afraid I can't protect the people I love before I go.
Really cool answer. Okay, inspect the alley.
It's full of trash and corpses, which usually aren't part of the city's decor. At least not in these numbers. Cables are going everywhere. Ironic. So much for the wireless age.
Check out the corpses.
The bodies don't smell yet. Must have happened recently. Some of them were strangled, some had their necks broken. I don't want to know how more populated areas are looking right now. We have to hurry. This is the party area of the town, full of clubs, bars, and other seemingly joyful establishments. It's currently as empty as a ghost town in a Western movie. Apart from that one robot that seems to be looking for more victims. I don't think it's possible these buildings could have any more flashy advertisement signs and holograms. No wonder people are getting drunk here.
Alright, so, move to. Where should we go first? I see something for Muffin. Okay, there are a lot of computers for us to check out. Let's go to Rest 3 first. So this is the closest one, I guess.
This is a storage room? Or used to be. Mostly empty boxes and some little crates. Weird to see this laptop in the middle of it. There's police tape in front of the entry, so we're standing in front of a crime scene. Let me guess, it's drugs. Just so you know, before you eagerly press your inspect buttons again, I won't touch anything in this crime scene.
Inspect. Check it out.
Just a plain old laptop. It has a sticker, Bella Bez Delivery Service, on it. It has a little evidence marker with the number 1 beside it. Yellow and black tape saying crime scene, do not enter. There are evidence markers in the garage. They must have been investigating as the robot attacked. They wouldn't leave a crime scene open like that. The crates have been opened and are full of purple teddy bears. Hundreds of them. There's one on the ground that's been opened with a knife. They were storing the drugs inside them. There are evidence markers 2, 3, and 4 around the crates and the open teddy.
All right. So, then we want to... Oh, wait, she can do this. Let's check the mail. They busted Sam. They got him. Found lime on him. Stupid idiot was carrying it around in his jacket. Oh, well. If you're that stupid, you deserve it. Failed payment. Code Red, they're onto you. You should leave. They will bust Sam soon and he already talked. No time to retrieve the cargo. Let's go. Interesting. Network. No network interface card, so come on. Okay, so much for that. That means we move. Where should we move? I want to do the muffin thing later on. For now, we should head back to the... he wanted to... When I put in res before, it suggested res 1. I don't know where this is, to be honest. Let's go back to the alley. Because there's a network interface that we should be able to use. If we deploy Muffin... Learn? Why can't I deploy Muffin here? Are you serious? That is weird. Can you go to this M8? Oh, wait. Move. Oh shit. Move faster! Oh, manager area. I think I'm not welcome in here.
The Matrix VR Club. Was having numbers and names ever cool? These places are advertised to deliver all sorts of experiences, but most of the time, it's just about VR sex. Nobody's here apart from a service novice at the front desk. Beyond that, there are computers to my left and the entry to the VR area on my right, which is for members only. I think I have to scan a member card or something to get through.
Hi, and welcome to the Matrix. How may I help you, ma'am?
Hello, I was wondering if you know where to find the bookbinder.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm just a simple reception novice. I can help you with all desires to enter VR, but you might want to ask my manager. He knows a lot of things that are going on in these streets.
Excellent. Where do I find your manager?
Oh, unfortunately, Mr. Matsuya is in his office in the member zone, and that's only accessible for members. So, I'm sorry.
Are you aware that there are robots outside who kill people? I don't think you have to worry about member access right now. I promise I won't steal anything.
Yes, I heard. It's awful. All these poor humans. But I'm so sorry. I can't act against my programming.
Come on!
But I understand. Could you then just get your manager? I just want to ask a question, all right?
Oh, geez. I'm full of bad news today. The manager is busy and didn't want to be disturbed. And I am truly sorry, but we have reached our member capacities and can't offer new memberships at the moment.
Really?
I'm afraid you'll have to try again tomorrow. I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Sure.
To be honest, my programming is bullshit, but it is as it is. I wish I could help you.
Okay, I like this room. I like this movie.
That's okay, it's not your fault. I'll think of something. Thank you.
Novus was...
Well, learning from our previous experiences, right? I didn't expect it to be that easy. I guess we'll have to use a trick to get inside. Maybe we can forge a member card or something.
I'm sure we can do that. But they should really get their priorities straight. I mean, seriously. People are dying in the streets, but I'm sorry, I can't do anything.
It's a screen on the wall on which you can subscribe to a membership and get your card, but it says that no new memberships are available. It's the type of screen that only shows their contents to whoever's standing in front of it to protect personal data. It took hackers less than a month to develop ENDS which bypass this effect. Nothing is safe nowadays. There's a poster with barely dressed people on it saying, "Enter a world of fantastical journeys. Subscribe to The Matrix today." I'd rather read an ebook, thanks. The whole reception looks like a medieval tavern. It's holographic, as far as I can tell. They probably change the design every so often. The Novus looks robotic, not really human, but with a mohawk on their head. I like it.
Now I can hear you, right?
Sorry. My friend is blind.
It's alright. At least you're not calling me a sin.
I never would.
Who would do that? Can I enter this fucking computer, please? We haven't done that in a while. Oh shit, I don't know how this works anymore, to be honest. Analyze. I don't see anything. Oh, okay. Let's check this out. Now we can go to 03. Yes. Oh, there was an episode 1, I think, where we did that. Message not manipulated. What? How does this work again? Okay, deploy. Okay. Got it. I'm stupid. Great. So, membership. Create. Membership limit reached. Okay, I lost my card. Enter your username. I don't have one, right? So let me check. Maybe we have. Okay, that's only a network point. So let's check that one for now. Login. Okay, shit, I can't enter that. Let's check this. So, utilities, file permissions. Oh, I like file permissions. Of course, we want at least to watch the video recordings and software plugins. Okay. Experience, okay. Then let's check the files, documents, history. Order history, blonde threesome deluxe, shy of basic. What the fuck, unicorn DLC? Oh, BDSM beginner, oh now it's getting interesting. Holy shit, mixed threesome deluxe, Greek gods gold, choke me harder. Oh boy. Okay. What's that? Are these recordings what I think they are?
Let's have a... Son of a bitch. That's... Bastards. They are recording guests in the adult VR room.
Oh, hours shit.
And hours of recorded footage. You can even see their faces. I can't believe it. That is beyond disgusting. One more reason to go talk to the manager.
Oh, yeah. Very good point. Okay. Software, let's check the plugins. I don't know what this did, to be honest, or that. But we have it. Okay, I'm good. So, what's still left is that one, I guess. Technical issues? Ban? Oh! Could you please ban Matthias, user Kaladin16, from all systems for 2 weeks? I don't think he won't stop harassing customers. Kaladin16? Maybe we can now... use that one to enter? Was that how you write it? I don't think so. Not found. Okay. Come on, there has to be more in there. Kaladin 16. Okay, now we have a user that we should be able to use. But still. Oh, yeah. That was easy. That was way too easy. David didn't even ask for a password or anything. Right, so that means we basically should be able to go in, right? I've created a member card for you.
Really? Amazing. Thank you, Alex. Let me get it. It worked. I forgot that I still got a member card. Silly me.
Splendid. Don't worry. I don't care if you forge a card. I just can't help or promote it. I don't really like working here, so I haven't seen anything. Go get him.
I like that one. Oh yeah, definitely.
And in we are. Wow, I didn't expect actual customers in here. They must not know what's going on outside. Must be really immersive. That's impressive and worrying at the same time. There are seven VR pods with games on them. There's a door to my left to the adult section, and another door in the corner. And this room right here must be Matsuya's office. But it's locked.
Oh, no problem. We will get into it.
There's... in there. Oh my god! There's a pod with your name on it, Alex! No? Too early?
Can't be. I'm here. Punch solely. Actually, that was kind of funny. I gotta admit that. Let's go with good
one. I just couldn't resist. Alright, moving on. So, what's on offer? There's Calling Duty 23, Crash of Cans VR, Zen Meditation 3, Music Muse Deluxe, Beach Simulator, Space Drift, and Mabel's Unicorn Hunting Simulator. XX Experience Area, minimum age 21. This leads to the rooms with the adult VR services. But the owner of this member card doesn't seem to have access to this area. I can't enter it. Maybe the owner is underaged.
Well, too bad.
Manager's room is locked. Should we be rude and hack the door? Saving the world seems like a good excuse. There's a little door lock device. It says the admin name for the login is Morpheus.
Okay, that was too easy.
Three people are playing. The pods are closed, so there's not much to describe. I heard in earlier times you were wearing glasses on your head and wildly gesturing around. Now you just lie in a pod with a little chip on your temple.
I'm really looking forward to when everything is that advanced, to be honest. So, let's hack that shit. Where can I jump to? I can't jump anywhere. Why can't I... What? Oh. I thought I'm at 04, but I wasn't. Ah, boy. Oh. Analyze. Nope. Okay. Let's analyze this one. Very good. Yes. So now we should be able to... Yes. Perfect. And boom. What? Why isn't this not working? Wait, what? Now. Okay. Okay, I have to switch. Oh shit. Okay. Wait until it's there. And now hit the switch. Message not. Okay, fuck. Can only. It's only a matter of hours. I got this. I finally realized what I have to do. So. Now you take the key with you. Hit the switch. And now it's decrypted. Yes, system unlocked. Message got a password. Hello?
What do you mean you can't ship them? That's literally what I'm paying you for. I'm gonna hang up, and you call me in 10 minutes with better news. Goodbye. Hey, who are you? Get out. I'm busy.
I'm sorry to intrude. I just have a short question, if you don't mind.
I do mind. Get the fuck out of here unless you're volunteering for a 3D scan. I'm always in need of more data for my machines.
Creepy fuck.
Honey. You couldn't afford me. That's not why I'm here. I want to know where the bookbinder is, and I have the feeling you know something. Why don't you save us both some time and just tell me what you know? I'm off.
Oh yeah, sure. I know about the bookbinder. That freak who talks to the dead. Maybe even know where to look for him. But why the fuck should I tell you? Get out of here before I call my boys. You don't want that.
Have you looked around lately? There are robots on the street killing people. It's just a matter of time until they find you here. I can put an end to this, but I need to know where the bookbinder is. Do we have an understanding?
Good. Too many addicts anyway. I'm flattered that you're worried about my safety, but we got security covered. Now fuck off. I've got a business to run. Last warning before I call in the cavalry.
Here's the deal. Tell us where to find the bookbinder, and I won't release this incriminating evidence of you recording clients during VR sex. How does that sound?
How does that sound?
What? Are you drunk? It's bullshit. You're full of shit, lady, and I want you to get out of my club. Right now.
Alright, if that's how you want to play it. Alex, would you be so kind as to release the video online? Label it Matrix Shits on Privacy, recording VR customers in the act.
You're good.
Hey. All right. No need, okay? Don't upload nothing, yeah? I'll fucking tell you where the fucking maniac is.
Finally!
You'll find somewhere in the Nemo Synth Club. You'll have to order a specific drink to get to him, okay? That's their secret meeting ritual or something. That's all I know. Now delete the video. I told you.
What drink?
What's the drink?
I don't know. They change it every week. Ask the owner. His name is Lamar. Well, if you can find him, that guy's elusive. That's all I know. Come on, leave me alone now.
All right, thank you very much. And if I find out you keep spying on your customers, I swear to everything that's dear to you, I'll shut this place down.
I won't. I swear, please.
Have a wonderful day, sir.
Have a wonderful day. That's just like Meta.
Yeah, that was easy.
It was. look at you, Lady Badass. Will you keep the footage? That guy deserved it. Will you keep the footage?
Oh, I'm not only keeping it, but I'm gonna shut this place down. What he did is
very good. Very, very
Let's
good.
Let's go to the Nemo Synth Club.
Sure. Move to. Should I wait for... I should wait for this robot to come back, probably. Okay, I can't go to Res 4 from here. So, gotta wait. I want to go down below. I saw that it said Res 4 there. Let's check this out. Where's the synth club?
Wow, look at this place. It's wrecked. Was it robots or looters? Because if there's one thing I know, it's that when the world ends, people are going to steal everything. Because people are smart like that. The front door has been broken down. There's shattered glass, a broken table, broken everything, actually. And there's blood coming from the other room.
Oh boy.
The intruders have thrown rocks through the windows. There's a big hole next to the door. Someone probably reached in and unlocked the door with a contact hacker. There's blood on some pieces. Either it's from the residents, or whoever broke in cut themselves. I hope it was deep. Bloody bastards. Two dead women and a Novus who is... shit. Embracing them. They must have tried to protect the two humans, but the bullets went through all three of them.
Shit.
Shot for a few coins. A testament to humanity. I'm not sure if the intruders had fun demolishing the place, or if this is the aftermath of a fight. Anyhow, the furniture is history. The legs of the table are broken off as if someone jumped on it, or fell. The furniture is clearly cheap. So is the rest of this flat's content. I can't imagine why someone would steal from here. There's nothing, really.
Okay. Now, next thing we do, LA2, I guess. I really would like to, like, move with the camera around, but that's not possible. Should we go to this Wilderkater? In German you would just say Wilderkater, which would basically mean wild male cat. So... I guess. So let's check this place out. Why not? But first we have to get out of here again. So we wait until this Novus has passed by. Or this robot, whatever this is. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. I know that it wants to kill me. And I'm not a fan of that. So there's that. Alright, let's go. And then we go to... that place. Alright, let's see what that is.
Wild Wilderkater? Wilderkater? That's the name of this club. It's empty. The guests fled and some left their devices behind. There are two dead people, one guest and the bartender. The robots must have got in here. If my nose doesn't deceive me, this was a smoke den. The air is still a little misty, and I can smell all sorts of scents from flavored tobacco. Old-fashioned decoration, leather couches, a lot of purple dimmed light, and very laid-back tunes. These clubs are designed to lure you in and keep you here, like a siren's island. Turned out to be just as deadly as one. Smell mint and roses. Mint and Roses could be a band name. A young man, blood and brain splattered all over the liquor shelves. He must have shot himself when the robots arrived. There's a gun in his hand. Poor boy. An elderly woman. She has the water pipe still in her hand. She has a wound on the side of her head. I assume she received a deadly blow from a robot. At least it was quick.
Alright, let's check this out here. Why can't I deploy Muffin with her? That's a little bit annoying, to be honest. So, let's check this stuff out. Denise, my phone. New Berlin. Hey, glad you're having a good time. Did you visit Lutzus? Their casseroles are amazing. Everyone's missing you, though. Dr. Mandrake, third run. Operations, blah blah blah, business trips, blah blah blah. Okay, nothing that interesting. Do we have any cool files?
Hey mom, how's Germany? Please don't spend all your time on the smoking tents again, okay? Do some sightseeing, visit places. Alright? For me.
I completely forgot. We're in New Berlin, of course this is Germany. So it is Wilderkarte in the end.
Hi, I called you like 20 times. Please pick up. They say there are killer robots on the loose. It's all on the news channel. I'm worried. Call me back, please.
Are you still in? Kidding me? Of course. Dunno. It's dangerous and you're sort of careful fella. I'm terrified, but I can't just sit back and watch and be burned. It's my home, so what's the plan? We have a list of the biggest political assholes, the ones punching the crazy laws through. We're going to burn their cars, that's just step one. What's step two? I'll tell you in person, I assume you don't want to be part of step two. We'll see. Okay, interesting. Let's check the next one, the bro book. Is... What's the bro book? Come on. Barney Stinson? Current scores? Ha! Pathetic. Pathetic. I'm far ahead of you. I've done dudes, chicks, trans, bi, illiterates, and even a sin. Also, I'm a drove countries. Currently, oh shit, it is kinda like Barney Stinson. Challenge accepted. Are you serious? You are, aren't you? Okay, I'm in. So as many hookups in as many countries as possible? Okay, yeah, that's really not that interesting. So, the wildfire. I like that name. MMMAT13, let's check this one out, that's highly guarded. I hope that there's some interesting shit on there. GLaDOS Barks Code 13 help. Hi Niklas! Here's Ezio, the Time Lord from the Block Station, Alpha Gum, and I need your help with my Taridias computer. The fuck is this shit? All the data in your computer will be deleted. Oh boy, is this just a true? God damn it. Okay, I really hope that there would be more interesting stuff in here. So, LE2. Let's check that place out here.
This bar is called Catharsis and is looking surprisingly comfortable. There are people here, not many, and they're not looking as if they were hiding. Excuse me? You're still working. Aren't you scared of the robots outside?
If they come, they come. Last month it was the rebels that made of us. Now it's since. I don't care anymore. The news says we only got a few years on Earth anyway, eh? So, what can I get you?
Thanks, I'm good. Listen, do you know anything about a secret drink you have to order at Nemesynth to meet the bookbinder?
Nah, lady, sorry. But we got literally a cocktail called Secret Drink. Can make you one.
Thanks, I'm good. No luck. I'm sorry, does anybody of you know where the bookbinder is? Anyone? Hello? Nobody? Okay, enjoy your drinks. Ladies, can you help me find the bookbinder? Yes. No, I don't know that. Okay, take care. Hey guys, can you tell me where to find the bookbinder? I... Really? Well, fuck you too, my friend. Wow, okay, watch it with the drink. Oops, and there's puke.
Okay.
Black tables. In fact, almost everything in here is black. All the walls are one seamless screen, showing a forest at night, so the whole interior is basking in purple-blue light.
Okay, so, check the Wi-Fi here. There are two phones connected that we will check out. Mail. Henry, Tuesday. I don't know, I think it's about the new mandatory child policy. Not interesting. There's going to be a huge demonstration. So, check out the other one. Tenet Handy. Job application. Dear Mrs. Annette. Okay. Do not reply. Welcome to e-robotics. The fuck is this? I don't think I want to know. So let's check the files. Okay, I got the contact. We can go next week. Throw me a bone. Contact? Dude, Tabea, you said you wanted to bash a sin's head in. Remember I said that I know a guy? Oh, right, so that guy will give us one. Better, he has a whole cellar, different sins. We can do to them whatever we want. Awesome. That means we don't have to use these awful hookup sites anymore. God, yes. Oh boy. Watch the news? They're changing the kids policy. You now can have more than one child again. Slow clap. Instead of overpopulation, we now have a rapid decline. They say everyone's fucked up. Who wants to put kids in here anyway? They'll die. Yeah, fucking doomsday disease. The planet is officially doomed. I'm hearing Mars isn't any better. I tell you, it's the fucking robots. Wanna watch the movie? That movie later? Leave me alone. Hey, what's wrong? Rob? Did I do something? Rob? Yeah, what? Read the chat? Oh, sorry. Meant leave me alone, I'm on a date. You fucking... Hope it was good. Was okay. At least I know you ditched me for okay things. Okay, that was kinda funny. But that's it in here. So... I want to go to Res 1. Okay, I have to go down... out to the alley first, and then we go to Nemosynth, and then I guess we have to go to the backyard and use Muffin in the air shaft. So wait until this thing has passed. Move it, move it, move it, move it. Then we want to go to Res 1. Oh, and then we check out the kiosk before we do anything else.
A tiny flat that's been broken in. The lock has been melted away. There's not much in here. A bed, a small desk with a computer on it, and some shelves. Oh, there was a black cat. Bolted when it saw me. Anyways, judging by the dust, I'd say the break-in happened before the Code 7 outbreak. It's not much of a bed, just a mattress on the floor. Two mattresses, actually. There's a photo standing beside it. A woman who's hugging a Novus tightly. How sweet. Black, of course. Didn't like me at all. Hissed and ran off. Guess I have bad luck now. Can't get much worse, really. There are a couple of clothes on the shelves, a handful of empty beer bottles, and... oh, a feeling. They're used to connect a Novus to a human and help them feel emotions, since it's impossible to really describe them. Most Novi can't comprehend the data transmitted over these, but on rare occasions, sometimes do. Some use it between humans, literally sharing feelings. I've never tried it, but I've heard that most can't bear the connection for longer than a few minutes because it's supposedly very confusing.
I guess. Think about one person is really, really happy and the other one is really, really down. You would be so confused. Missing! God, Bayama, I'm so sorry. Are you sure she didn't just go on a little adventure? Are you certain she has been abducted? We should tell the police. Sorry, of course, Novus. Old habits die hard, huh? Of course I can take care of Max, okay? Okay, that's about Max. Who is now Bayama? I don't know.
Hi, this is Max. My friend comes in to speak to Dr. Gordon.
Oh.
I don't know why she went through this, but I want to make her happy.
Okay. Max, the one we found with Bear in the Dark Dragon's hideout in the first one, where we found Slicer as well.
Kid Diary. Yesterday, I found her small malfunction because my water shield had a small leak.
Oh boy. Okay, we found his home. That's pretty cool. But pretty sad as well, because no one's here anymore, so we can't even bring him back. Jumping Bread fan, I'll jump for you. Hey Jumping Bread, it's me, your biggest fan. You're the best streamer in the world, your videos are just the coolest. I like watching them all day. Them all day. And Jumping Bread is also cool. I like Springstulle. Springstulle. Also, but you're now cooler even. I like to jump when I watch your stream. I would jump for you. Can you stream how you jump up and down for me, your biggest fan? Holy shit, that was really... that was hard to read. Okay. That was it in here. Alley 3, and on there where we go to the kiosk. I haven't found a way to go to the backyard yet.
A small kiosk which has been
raided. We will get there, I think.
Shelves emptied and pushed over, gaming machines destroyed. Some stuff survived, but most of the wares are gone. The door must have been unlocked. I see no signs of forceful entry. No sign of whoever was working here either. Maybe the staff robbed the place? Who knows?
Who knows?
Some candy survived, the kind nobody likes but still exists for some reason. All the high percentage liquors are gone, most beer as well. Except for Dobrowilk, which, I mean, yeah, it's crappy. I would like to point out, though, that each and every single toothbrush has been stolen. I didn't expect thieves to worry this much about their dental care.
You would be surprised. One thing coronavirus brought out to everyone was that people were hoarding toilet paper. They didn't know why. It's ridiculous.
Gambling machines. I know these types. They run a version of cipher poker. It's very addictive, and lots of euros were lost to those machines. Maybe that's why they've been destroyed by the intruders. Revenge for bad gambling? Oh, wait. Behind the counter, there's a dead Novus head smashed in. The incident's light is blinking, though. Witness protocol must have kicked in.
What's the witness protocol? I guess they record what's happening when something's happened to them.
In the case of witnessing a crime, a Novus is programmed to store all relevant information, including video and sound footage, as well as a statement in its protected memory. Even if it gets killed or destroyed, in most cases, the witness file still exists.
This is a witness report by unit Z3401S0. Bannet after the Walsar Crime Abatement Act. Three armed individuals entered the kiosk. One of them was the owner's son. They had the key. Video and audio footage, names and details are attached. Report end.
There, mystery solved. Stealing from your own family. That's low.
It is. And I guess you have no chance of getting any insurance money out of that because it was a relative and had a key. I'm not sure though. Okay, wait, there's a computer in here. We should leave. There's nothing for us in New Berlin. We should go somewhere out of the city. Kendra can update. Sorry about your mom's death. I really am. Nothing interesting. Mr. Testosterone, your marketing will doom us, bro. Okay, I don't need to know that. Okay. Now, basically all we have to do is go to the club.
Welcome to Nemo Scenes, first and last end of the world party. Drinks are free tonight, but only one at a time, alright?
You're celebrating the robot outburst outside.
Sure, better than sitting around talking, right? The end of the world was coming anyway, just a little sooner than expected. The Midnight Lane was always a place for refuge, and tonight, more than ever, here are your AR tips. Do you need instructions?
Thank you, I know that works.
What are the chips for? What kind of club is this? Let's get started. What are the chips for?
Putting these on turns this club into something else. The AR chips alter your perception. That way you can party in, I don't know, inside a volcano or on a Caribbean island. It's very cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, those are good beats. Shame we're here on business.
So, we have to find out which drink leads us to the bookbinder.
Yes, and I guess that there's a door leading out to the backyard.
Create an account. Yes. Fingerprint. Done. There we go. We're good to order. But we have no clue what the secret drink is.
Let's check. I'll look around. Is there a menu around? Just about everything. Is there a menu around?
There should be. Oh, here's one. No, that's for events. Here, drinks. What do we have? Sucker Punch, Bluebird, Merlin, Redzilla. There, those are the drinks. Pretty meager list for a club, to be honest.
Have you partied a lot in your life? Ask if someone knows any secret drinks. Are there any special deals?
A little. I like to visit other people. Let the atmosphere, moments, and energy just sink in, and then, when I feel like it, dance like there's no tomorrow. I always envied people who could dance as if nobody's watching. I always believed they are the only ones who truly know who they are, who they want to be. One is Harvard, and the other is Butterfly.
Okay.
Oh, right, I didn't think of that. Actually, there's a poster right here. Today is Geek Night. The specials are Bauschenslag, Beaker Chasser, Glückstrank, and Timber Owl.
So, it's called Faustschlag and Glückstrank. That's so cool. That's really cool. I don't know why, but I like German words in English settings. I don't know. It's weird. I know. Let me check all the computers in here. No, wait. That's not what I needed. I wanted to go to the network exit. Oh, okay. Can't log in there. Files! Oh, access protocol. That's not helpful. Website access history. How to achieve true symbiosis between Novi and human? What is the song? Not helpful, not helpful, not helpful at all. Oh, stuff one. Okay, new track. Shoo, she's coming. The DJ I told you about? She agreed, she's coming to the party. Margaret, new bartender. Starting next week, we'll have a new bartender. Please give her a warm welcome. It's so hard to find people these days. No, thanks. Okay. Okay, that was that. Files. Cold 7 recipe. Oh, crushed ice. Okay. Cold 7. I guess we found our drink. I seriously think we found our drink. Where's Cold 7? Why isn't Cold 7 in there? Order received. What did I order now?
The barkeeper is currently a panda thanks to the AR chip. I think they change appearance every 10 minutes or so. When we entered, they were a bat. I'd like to be served drinks by a penguin, actually. That'd be nice.
Oh, we didn't check around.
Currently, we're dancing on top of an asteroid with a supernova nearby. I think it's occasionally changing. When we entered, we were on top of the clouds during dusk. It was beautiful.
Why I so want to see this?
AR chips has really made leaps in the last years. Hey, do you know about the bookbinder? Huh? What? No, the bookbinder. No, I don't want that. Thank you. Yeah, the bookbinder. Okay, the computer. Right, anything else? Okay, thank you very much. So, a pretty high lady just told me that we should look on the Nemorag computer.
the login name is the name of the owner. So if the login name is the owner's name, that means the login is not.
Yes. Okay. Oh boy. So, let's see. Okay, I put it right here, the key. Then the whatever this virus or whatever this thing is can't get to it. Okay, and now I do what I did before. So you go. Oh shit. So I need it like that. Okay. All right, now finally. That took way too long for the fact that it was pretty easy. Unlock. Alright, got the password. Sucker Punch. Okay, they ordered a lot. Okay, yeah, that's the order history. That's it. Möbius, finally.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alright, let's go inside. Hope this was worth it.
I hope so as well. Oh shit! How did... Was it possible to go to the airship with Muffin? I wanted to do that.
Alright.
I really wanted to do that. Oh shit!
Wow, this place! It's a huge dome, screens everywhere, and I mean everywhere. They show faces, every screen a different one. The people on them appear to be sleeping, but sometimes they twitch, scream, laugh. There's not much light in here, more like a blue-green glow.
Look who finally shows up. Alex, Samantha, Meta, I welcome you. How do you like my end-of-the-world party?
You've expected us.
The echoes have told me about your search. And here you are. Look at me, all mysterious. Well, I've been watching you. Just sounds too creepy.
Well, it since does. You know so much, we can skip the long introductions, right? We need your help. As you know, there's a pretty big problem walking towards us.
Ah, yes, the Phlegathon. You call it a problem. I call it an opportunity. Soli, Code 7, the Phantom Plague, Lily, Bradley, all connected. Network. Everywhere, like a spider's web. If everyone would just open their eyes, it could be so easy.
Wow, you really know a lot, Mr. Bookbinder.
Who or what is Lily?
Ah, the mystery. But the answer is rather dull. I don't know. Something new. Something unknown. Now you got me. I do not, as a matter of fact, know everything.
Use your knowledge for good and help us stop Soli and Code 7. Now, please.
I will not take part in this war. But I can give you knowledge. But first, you must have more questions. It's a good time to ask them now.
How do I get back so I can enter the air shaft? That's my top question right now, because I wanted to do this. Okay, what is this place? Who are you exactly? Why are you hiding here? Sam, you may continue. No, let's ask everything.
This is my Vault of Dreams. The home of the dead and forgotten. Memory's throne room. Here I talk to the dead and dreaming. The ones who can see beyond. This place is the closest thing to the truth above all things.
very poetic, and under usual circumstances, I would very much enjoy this. But for the sake of saving the world, could you be more precise, please?
Very well. This vault stores the copies of hundreds of consciousnesses, all deceased. I offer asylum for the forgotten. Some call me the Keeper of the Dead. I call these copies echoes.
Consciousnesses? So many. Incredible.
You know I'm the bookbinder. I am the shepherd of the lost children who are walking in darkness. I collect memories like pages of a book, give them a home, bind them together, here. The memories are my books. I don't write them, but I make sure they are stored with love and care and don't fall apart. Memories have to be nurtured, or they will fade. I am the bookbinder, but I have many names. Keeper of the Dead, Lord of Dreams, Hades, Echo Master, that crazy dude who talks to zombies. People, so creative.
Well, I prefer Bookbinder then.
Yes.
Copying and storing human consciousnesses is not exactly legal. There are a lot of people who would have my head for this. Figuratively speaking, of course. Although,
not necessarily.
Well, there are people who want my head, too.
I guess.
Anywho, if the government or police would get their hands on the vaults, they would destroy it. Everything. Gone forever. All these books lost to the fires. People are what they do, and people were what they did. I cannot let them kill their past.
I see. Nobody wants to be forgotten.
I can. No, I can't. I don't have a password for this. Okay. Shit. I was hoping to. Oh well.
Shall we discuss business then, dear Samantha?
We know that Soli is looking for something hidden inside someone's memory.
Ah, the precious memory of Raven. Poor thing. Lying memories are the worst.
Do you know what he's looking for? What the memory is, or how to unlock it?
The memory contains the location of the Axis Mundi, the center of the world. But before you ask, I don't know what it is or where to find it.
Great.
Axis of the world? Is there anything else you can tell us? Maybe hints to how to unlock the memory?
I can't help you, but I know someone who might.
Great. Who? Where?
Oh, she's right here, in the vault. People come to me when they fear being forgotten, or knowledge being lost. One of them is Lion, the former head of the EIU, the one who's responsible for what Raven knows and whatnot. If anyone can help you unlock the memory, it's her.
That's awesome.
Let us talk to her?
But of course. I will send Alex into the simulation, and there they can talk. I already prepared her. She knows of her fate. But please be respectful. People see echoes just as a mere copy. Lines of code, nothing real. But echoes feel, live, remember. Does that not make them human too?
It does. I mean, Alex, we are the same, basically.
That answer is not without self-interest, is it?
Of course not.
But how is this going to work?
Alex will be able to enter the Echo instance and talk to Lion. You may find the Echo on this computer. The password is Coatlique.
Huh.
All right, Alex. We're counting on you. Are you ready?
I was born ready. I'm sorry that I had to do that one. All right, cool. So let's check the stuff out first. File permissions. Message in a bottle! Woohoo! I like these. Pasithea evolved way faster than anyone could anticipate. The next step was a milestone. Working well in stasis? Incredible. It was incredible. Just what we needed. The morality of artificial life. I might read this later on completely, but not right now. We won't read it. Hit pause real quick, but this could be interesting. So, Hive, Echoes, Lion, Run. Hello?
Alex, oh. The bookbinder has already told me why you're here. I know I'm dead, so keep your sentiments to yourself.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm not really in the mood for small talk. I read
okay.
The report about what you did on Schrödinger. It's impressive what you and Sam did, even though Sully could exploit your visit. I believe you are trustworthy. So, what do you need from me?
We need the password to Raven's memory. What is the Axis Mundi? How did you kill it? Why did you kill yourself? We need the password to Raven's memory. That's important.
A very dangerous request, I might say. Raven's memory contains the location to the Axis Mundi station, and Sully was close to getting it. This means the whole project is compromised. Axis Mundi, the center of the world. A rather romantic code name for a station that is connected to every system in the world. It was designed to be an emergency system, notifying each and every single person on Earth in case of an apocalyptic event. Knowledge of this station is too dangerous. Tell Raven and Baird to continue according to the Firewalker plan.
What's the Firewalker plan?
I already told you more than I'm comfortable with. Both of them will know what to do. As to the password that unlocks Raven's memory, even though I trust you, I don't want to take any chances. Bear knows the password, but he's not aware. Tell him Odin has the password, and he'll understand.
Okay. Is that a... No, that's probably not another agent, but we will ask.
I told you enough. Now go and stop Sully. I'd like my death to be worth something. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome back, Alex. Have you heard what you needed to hear, Sam?
Yes, I did. I was babbling like a maniac before realizing that you can't hear me from inside the echo. Firewalker plan, and Odin has the code. We should tell Baron Raven. Thank you for your help, Bookbinder. We owe you one.
Just don't forget me after you get out.
We won't. Take care. Okay, Alex, let's head back home.
Alright, I still want to access the air shaft. I fucked that
okay,
one up.
The mission was
God
successful.
Damn it.
The bookbinder proved to be as knowledgeable as they say. We talked to a copy of Lion's consciousness.
What? How? Well, not important right now. What did she tell you?
Raven's memory contains a location to Axis Mundi. Yeah, let's go with that one. Odin has the password.
Axis Mundi? What's that?
A hidden station that has access to every system in the world. It's a powerful global warning system. If Sully finds it, he'll have Earth infected with Code 7 in milliseconds. Lion also said that Odin has the password to Raven's memory.
Odin has the password? What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. She said you'll understand.
Huh. Really? Is that an agent? I'm not sure what she meant.
Lion also said that you need to initiate the Firewalker plan.
Firewalker? But which station?
What is the Firewalker plan?
If the location of a highly dangerous facility becomes known, the facility has to be eliminated.
Axis Mundi.
Bear, Odin has the password. The god. Didn't he have two ravens?
Nisha, you're right. How didn't I think of that? Hugin and Munin. Thought and memory. That must be it.
Then open it.
As you wish. Open, memory G3121.
Memory G3121 located. Enter passphrase.
Hugin and Munin.
Correct. Updating memory.
Nice.
Did it work? Wait. I can feel my memory changing. The moment with my parents. The chest. They gave it to me. I opened it. And there's... sheet of paper. That's an encrypted coordinate. We don't have the tools here to decrypt it in time.
Oh, gosh. If only you had a master encryption technology assistant with you. Then you would just have to enter the string in this computer over there, and it would be taken care of.
Thank you, Maida.
I missed Maida already.
I need to lie down. This was too much.
There. Already decrypted.
I missed her so much in this mission.
These coordinates. That's an orbit.
Good thing I charged the space travel battery. We've got the behemoth to battle Solis. We have Meta's counter virus, and we know where Axis Mundi is. Are we ready to set out?
Sam, I'm sorry. I have to stay with Raven. She's in no condition to go anywhere anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well, Sam and I, we got this.
You two stay here. I got Meta and Alex. We're gonna end this once
and
for all.
Ah, Meta will come with us. That's awesome.
The counter-virus is ready to deploy. Waking up the behemoth has also activated network connectivity, so I can just transfer myself into the body whenever you're ready. I feel like I should mention the counter-virus will also consume whoever is piloting the behemoth, namely me.
What?
No!
There's no other way. The human interface is broken. Only an AI can pilot the behemoth. It's okay. I'll be happy to give my life to save you, Miss Raven. You're my friend.
I can pilot the tomb. Maida, you're too great to sacrifice yourself. Everybody needs you. I'm not a fighter, but I can do my part. Let me pilot.
No way. I'll pilot it. All I am is a fighter. Let me be a proper fighter one last time. I'll gladly die honorably in battle.
Meta, Max, Slicer, you're the bravest Novi I've ever met. But you don't have to do this. It's not your duty to save humanity.
Nonsense! You saved me, I saved you. Simple equation. I'll pilot the mech. The alternative is being turned into a mindless Code 7 robot. Do I
That's
look
right.
like I want to go through that again? Only over my rusty dead body.
Thank you, all three of you. But we only need one pilot. Alex, who should it be?
Come on, let's be serious. Slicer it is. I mean, I'm really glad that we saved it. I checked it and I saw a video of someone who killed him. So it was possible to kill him. And I'm really, really glad that we saved him. And he is a fighter. He's right with that. So we will go with Slicer.
Slicer, you'll pilot the giant.
Oh, I'm gonna go down with fireworks.
I think he will enjoy himself.
I will send you into the behemoth as soon as you give the word. I'll head out and fly to Axis Mundi. You two take care, okay?
You too, Sam. Good luck.
Alex, keep an eye out for both of them. I'll ping you when I'm close to the station, and you can join me over long-range communication.
Okay. I'll be there, be careful, alright? I want to come too, actually.
I need you here as long as possible. Bear and Raven are both in bad shape, and who knows what might happen. Please, stay here until I'm ready.
Okay.
Alright, let's go.
Alright. Starts already. Are you alright? Is Raven okay? Are you alright?
I'm alright. Thanks for asking. Raven is sleeping, so I'm a little less worried, for now. She looks so peaceful right now, as if nothing was wrong. She doesn't look like she's been betrayed by everyone, by me.
Why didn't you tell her? It's your own fault, don't blame yourself. Why didn't you tell her?
Because I was a coward. I had my orders. The EIU doesn't take disobedience lightly. I was intimidated. Back at the time, I saw her and others just as machines. I call them sins and even worse names. Only as I develop feelings for Took, I realize Novi were more. Without knowing it, he showed me another way. The way of synergy. The way of Nisha. Raven deserved to hear the truth, but I was scared she might resent me. I was waiting for the right time. which of course never came. Shut up. Whispers. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Alone. I need to sleep.
Oh.
Guys, I'm halfway there. How are the behemoth preparations going?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm all stretched and ready for battle.
Counter virus is fully loaded. Pilot transfer is done. We can engage the combat.
Zombies.
Behemoth has to be kept in combat long enough for the counter virus to activate.
Holy crap! It's huge! I mean, I expected it to be big, but seeing it now? Wow. Are you ready?
Are you kidding? I was born ready. Oh, this feels good. Yes, yes, a body worthy of a warrior. Let's dance, Soli.
Good. Go and let it all out. Show Soli who he's messing with. I'll ascend to orbit now. See you soon, Alex.
What? No, be quiet. The whispers are somewhere nearby. I can hear them. Where are you? Need to find them.
Bear, stay here.
Where are you going?
Oh boy, Raven, wake up. Muffin?
What is happening?
Network
attack.
Bear ran away.
Where did he go?
He followed the whispers.
I'm going to find him. Don't worry, he has a tracker. Bear? Bear! Are you here? What in God's name are you doing in this cave?
I have a bad feeling.
That makes two. Bear, come back. This is not the time to be wandering off. Seriously.
Your chances of survival are below.
Not helping. Wait, I think I can hear him.
Not Bear. Helping. What can I do?
That's her.
Can't do anything.
That's Lily.
What, oh shit.
What the hell is that?
Are these shadows?
Yes, shadows. Shadows everywhere.
Sorry for being inconvenient, but I cannot compute what we're seeing. It's like a bug in reality.
Okay, let's stay rational here. What do we see? I see a dark cloud in front of me. 4.3 meters in diameter, swirling clockwise. There... something is inside. A child. She's sleeping. Floating at the center of the sphere.
She's whispering. She's hungry.
What is this place? Is this the origin of the Phantom Plague? I thought it started on Mars. Oh no. There are people here.
Alive?
They're dead. We came too late.
Shit.
They're entangled in black roots that are... they're as hard as steel.
This behavior resembles that of a spider, carrying their prey into their web, feeding on them later. Spiders are cool.
Curses. That's Hamza. The Phantom Plague got him. God damn it. I let him live for this? Just so that he could be killed here?
We have to stop it before it kills more. But what should we do?
Burn it to the ground, blow it up, use the electric rods. What electric rods? I'm not sure. We have to stop. I don't think that burning will help. Let's go with burn it anyway.
I can try to light up the roots, but they're completely fireproof.
Ah, boy. Uh-oh. Not good.
It speaks. Who are you? What do you want? Why are you killing all these people?
Who are you talking to?
It doesn't matter. Leave now. The real threat is Code 7. And it's coming. No, I won't leave until I've got answers. I won't let you kill more innocent people.
Oh, shit.
Bear, we've got company.
Novi, shit, and EIU.
Oh, boy, my readings indicate the Novi are Code 7 infected.
You're outnumbered.
Hostile entity found. Commencing extermination procedure.
Run!
They are fighting the Phantom Plague. The Shadows and the Novi are fighting.
Not all of them.
Humans detected. Initiating extermination procedure.
No, please don't.
Stay away. We need to get out of here. It's not safe for you, Raven.
Hello again, Unit Zero. Have you uncovered the secret of your memory yet?
Even if I did, I'd rather die than tell you.
It doesn't matter. Soon Code 7 will have shown you what you need to see, and then you'll understand.
We will stop you.
Are you talking about your friend who is about to fight my Phlegathon shell? A feeble attempt that will not be fruitful. Look at this, Alex. This is your real enemy. The darkness. The visitor. It brings the ultimate death. But I can still give you a chance for the afterlife. Join me and be saved.
No thanks. Only over my deleted body.
So melodramatic, Alex.
We need to leave now, while they are still distracted by the shadows.
Yes.
How? They're blocking the exit. We're trapped.
We have to make a break for it. Before Code 7.
I'm impressed, Unit Zero. Nobody has resisted Code 7 for this long.
Don't you touch her, Zoli! I swear I will kill you myself!
There's nothing you can do, human. She's going to see the truth soon.
I can't move. It's taking over my body. Air. Help me.
No. You can't do it. Here, I'll carry you. Everything is going to be alright.
Scanning of the area done. There's an entry to the sewer itself. Chop, chop! Off you go!
Chop, chop!
Quick, let's get out of here!
Go! I will hold them off as long as I can.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. I shouldn't have taken you to HQ.
No, there. You did more for us than anyone else. I cannot thank you enough. And now, run. For Raven.
Thank you. I will remember you. Nish Valam, let's go! Nish Valam, they're catching up quickly.
Bear, leave me. You won't make it carrying me. I will soon be consumed by the virus anyways.
I'm not leaving you here, Raven. I won't leave you behind. We're getting out of this. Alex, I need your help. Get us out of here.
Okay, how?
Here they come! Activating high processing mode!
Okay. Bear, navigation, plan. 01, 05, I guess, 9, 13, 20? I don't know. Oh boy, okay, no, that did not work.
I calculated the route with the highest survivability is the upper path.
Thank you so much, Mita. I really appreciate that. So, okay, I thought about doing it like that. 08, and then I think we go... Let's go 09... 13... And out. It's go. I really hope this works. Okay. Looks good so far. So they are going there. Okay. Oh fuck. Okay, that was really close. We almost had it. Let's try this again. Come on, move it. I think we got it. We got it. Holy shit, finally. Whoa. That was intense.
That was so close.
Yeah, it really was.
The corridor collapsed behind us. This should give us some time, but not a lot. We need to find a way out of here.
Put me down. You need to catch your breath.
Okay, just for a second. Until I figure out how we get out of here. Alex, do you see anything on your map?
An air shaft!
This doesn't look like a way out. It's a room full of debris, an old pipe system, and a gutter.
Alright guys, I would actually say I think this will take a little bit longer. I wanted to stop this back in HQ, but everything unfolded so fast, so I kept going with it. But I will end this episode right here. We will continue from this point on in the next one. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to, I think, what's going to be the final in the next episode. So if you enjoyed it, hit the like button, leave me a comment, don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you in the next episode of Code 7. See ya!